2 years ago, I was given assurances that the issue would be dealt with. The sewage is simply overflowing, and I think it's totally unacceptable. You know, it's something that should have been dealt with a long time ago, and I've been urging the council for a long time to deal with it.
The developer that built the houses is out of business, but a number of homes adjacent to the Pines, not completed but almost complete, they're sitting there at the moment, and you believe perhaps the answer could lie in the council buying those houses and doing an overall project in the area?
That's my own opinion on it. I think, you know, there's a demand for housing in Church Hill. I think there's a lot of people that are indigenous to the area there that are looking for social housing. There hasn't been any social housing delivered in Church Hill for a long number of years. So if the council could possibly buy out the houses that are unfinished, I would like to see the council finishing those houses and put some of the people in for them, sorting out the problem at the Pines. And I think it's a 1-1 situation for everybody.
The council hasn't been in a position to take over the Pines. Is the council any closer to doing that? Or as long as this sewage problem remains there, is that going to effectively rule a takeover out?
I don't think so. I think the council are well aware of the situation. They have been looking into it. I'm just not exactly sure where the whole thing's at moving forward. But I just feel that the council are in a position to deal with the problem. I think it needs to be taken seriously. It needs to be dealt with.